This is Forces Radio.
This is BFBS.
BFBS, original music specials. Jim Kerr on Simple Minds.
41 years ago, the world was a very different place, and so was the world of music. Jim Callaghan was in his last year as British Prime Minister. Disco was all but dead, and punk rock was at its peak. It was the year the world was introduced to punk band Johnny and the Self-Abusers. Not a band with an auspicious name or a long shelf life, but they did achieve something very special. They gave birth to one of the most successful Scottish and British bands ever. Now, 41 years and 18 albums later, it's time for the band named after a David Bowie lyric to deliver their 19th album. This is Jim Kerr on Simple Minds.
It's the same story, it's the same band, it's the same culture, it's the same values. But every album is its own chapter, we feel, within our story.
Secrets of love.
For Simple Minds fans, it might be hard to believe that this song, Let There Be Love, was one of four top 10 singles from the album Real Life, which was released 27 years ago. It's just part of the impressive career enjoyed by Jim Kerr as frontman of Simple Minds. I'm Hal Stewart, and recently I had the pleasure of spending some time chatting with Jim Kerr. We talked about football, Billy Connolly, The Forces, the band's new 2018 album, Walk Between Worlds, and we talked numbers. As Jim himself reaches the milestone of turning 60, we talked about the band he formed when he was just 20, and whether he had any idea that he would enjoy this much success 40 years ago.
Last week was 40 years from our first ever gig, 17th of January.
It's brilliant.
And, you know, people were talking about that. And, of course, they asked the obvious question, and you can understand why they asked, but it's kind of daft. They say, did you know then it would be 40 years? And I said, my parents weren't even 40 years old when we started, never mind thinking. I didn't know anyone who was 40. But more to the point, what I do know is if you had asked us back then, and you said, 40 years' time, you're still going to get the chance to play music and take it around the world, and you're going to have a new album. Yep. How do you want it to sound? I think I would have said, we don't want it to sound like we've been doing it for 40 years.
That's a very good point and a great way of putting it.
Sacrifice yourself, sacrifice, sacrifice, sacrifice,
best bands don't build lasting success based on singles. In fact, to date in the UK, Simple Minds have only ever had one UK number one single. A band that lasts 40 years does so because they sell a lot of albums, and the band have now released a staggering 19, but also because they are very, very good at touring.
We are first and foremost a live band. That's what we always wanted to be. We've done literally thousands of gigs, and there's always a problem. It's a great problem, but it is a problem or a puzzle. So many songs. What are you going to play? So we try to put together a set list that gives an idea, an essence of the whole journey we've been on throughout all the music, and we touch on all the different times, and there's probably within a tour there's probably about 60-70% of the set we play every night, and the other 30% we chop and change to keep it fresh. And of course we have audiences within audiences. Some people just like the big song, some people like that period, or some people like the really early stuff. There will be people who, well, there are, they already want to hear Magic live and stuff. So a good set ticks all those boxes, and that's what we always try to do.
BFBS, original music specials. Jim Kerr on Simple Minds. Promise to America. Belief is a beauty thing.
Love takes our train. Summer breeze and brilliant light. Only love she sees, she controls all love. Love sails to a new light. Promised you a miracle. Belief is a beauty thing. Promises, promises. Promises, promises.
old enough to remember Status Quo kicking off the world's biggest live event at the time, Live Aid, 1985, you'll remember Bowie, Queen, U2, and a whole series of musical icons. Amongst these were Simple Minds, who shared the Live Aid stage with old friends and an ex-wife. The band with the Pretenders, the ex-wife, Chrissy Hynde.
We toured with the Pretenders. Well, we first toured with the Pretenders in 1984 in Australia and New Zealand. And, oh God, what a bill that was. It was touring. It was the Eurythmics, the Talking Heads, the Pretenders. Apart from anything else, huge fans of Chrissy. I mean, we actually, you know, we had her records in our collection. She's one of the greats, one of the icons. So people coming along that, and we saw her recently. She played in Glasgow, and the band, her, they were banging for them, and she always sang great, but she's singing better than ever now. Some of those dates, Katie Tunstall's opening the night, and Katie toured with us in Europe last year, and she was, I mean, her performances every single night in the tour, so I'm very confident of saying that anyone at all interested in that event will have the time of their lives, because Simple Minds always want to give 100% as well, so it'll be a full-on evening.
You turned me on. You lit me up like the sweetest cup I share with you. You lit me up. Don't you ever stop. I'm here with you. Now we're
You're listening to Forces Radio. Jim Kerr on Simple Minds.
About being born in Glasgow, like many cities in the UK, is that you're quite likely to grow up with a passion for football. Jim Kerr was born in Tory Glen, Glasgow, in 1959, and along with a soon-to-be-exploited talent for music, he did, of course, develop a love for the beautiful game and his team, Celtic.
I've had a great night in a pub with Billy Connolly in Australia, jet-lagged, and the amazing thing is, I was going to say I'm the only one. Neither Billy nor I drink.
Mm.
So at the end of the night, we were the only ones standing. And I remember it was really time to go to bed. I'd come in jet lag. The game finished. Celtic won. It was an old firm game, so that was great. But everyone was on the floor. They were out of it. Billy and I were the only ones standing. And it was one of those satellite channels that switched exactly from the direct feed to Glasgow to the All Blacks doing the haka.
Oh.
Which Billy went, I love the haka, and started doing it in the middle of it. I said, it's time for me to go. And I left the room with these bodies in the ground and Billy doing the haka.
That's the definition, isn't it, of when it's time to leave, when Billy Connolly starts doing the haka.
Yeah. A solo haka, yeah.
How often do you get to watch your team Celtic these days?
Well, I get more chance to watch Arsenal because my kids and my grandkids, they're all London. They're London kids.
I'm sorry about that.
And they're Gunners. And so that's about the only place they'll hang out with me. but actually no, they also come up to Glasgow and they're, although they're English very much through and through, perversely, and who knows why, they support Scotland, and so there's this whole, and they must be mad.
Who would do that at a choice?
Exactly, they must be mad, and so there's this whole connection going on, but. That's
Jim,
our lives.
If we whisper it quietly, I was born in Dundee.
Oh, great.
And I support England.
Do you? Well, how did that come to be? Because you moved?
Well, my parents are English. They were just working in Scotland for a couple of years, so I was only there when I was very little, so it didn't feel as enough to grab me.
Well, here's the thing, and I mean, I'll get slaughtered for this one, but
here we go.
In 1966, I think something went on in football in
It's not often mentioned, whatever you're thinking of.
It's not. I was in, my dad was a brickies labourer, and he was working in near Sunderland at the time, and the World Cup was taking place, and he took me, one of my first ever games was Russia and North Korea.
Wow. I mean,
my dad was a bit of a communist. let's go and see the boys. And it was an amazing thing to see. I was so obsessed with the World Cup then, and I bought this England strip, you know, and it was like, great. Yeah, no.
Oh,
and
I hope you've still got that.
Anytime I say that to anybody in Scotland, they're like, oh, yes.
I can believe it.
Betrayal.
She's the wind that sucked me through it. She's a river and she's turning.
Jim Kerr on Simple Minds.
Voices Radio.
In 1987, Simple Minds took a journey into UK and international politics with an EP that marked their first and only ever UK number one single, featuring Mandela Day, a song written for the Nelson Mandela 70th birthday tribute. It was an expression of solidarity with the then imprisoned Nelson Mandela. Also on the EP was Belfast Child, a song about what Jim Kerr called the madness of the Enniskillen bomb. Like most people, he was horrified by that event when he saw pictures on TV. Jim Kerr, who has Irish as well as Scottish ancestry, later said, "I'm trying to relate to the people of Northern Ireland who lost loved ones." The bombing also had a major impact on the Forces community in Northern Ireland. So I wondered whether, over the years, Simple Minds have enjoyed a strong following from within that Forces community.
I've got immense respect. I can certainly say that. I've got immense respect, and especially as I got older, you know, you're from a period where you grew up and you hear the stories and you took it for granted and all that. And then when you get older and you really see what people did and sacrificed and still do.
Yeah.
How can you not have the greatest respect? There's a guy, he's an ex-squaddy now, guy called Steve Robertson, who's been following the band forever. And then a few years ago, you know, you go on Facebook and I sometimes have a bit of dialogue going on the sites and the guy, and he was like, "Yeah, I love this, Jim, and I love it," and then we're talking about stuff, and he said, "Yeah, I got to go to work now," and I said, "Oh, what are you doing?" And he said, "Well, I'm in Iraq." There were the whole thing with the mines were the... And I was like, "Jesus, mate." I mean, and he's like, "Yeah, time to go and do a shift." And he said, "But I'll be bringing my Simple Minds stuff with me." But it's amazing,
it is.
You know, the people that are listening to your music, that embrace your music, and the things they do.
When my love said to me, "Meet me down by the gallows tree." For it's sad news I bring about this old town and all that it's suffering. Some say troubles abound. Someday soon they're gonna pull the old town down. One day we'll return. When the Belfast Child sings again, brothers, sisters, where are you now? As I look for you right through the crowd. My life here I've spent with my faith in God and church and the government. Some say troubles abound. Someday soon they're gonna pull the old town down. One day we'll return. When the Belfast Child sings again, when the Belfast Child sings again, we'll be right back. goes on.
There are some acts from the 1970s, 80s and 90s still touring, but many of them simply fall back on retro shows and live in their musical past.
One day we'll return here when the Belfast child sings again.
As we've heard, Jim Kerr is always creating new work with Simple Minds, and while their live shows celebrate their immensely successful back catalogue, they also showcase new songs.
When the Belfast child sings again.
Magic was the first single that I've heard from the album, because it was the first single released from the new album. The Signal and the Noise followed on the album Walk Between Worlds, and that's your first album since 2014 when we had Big Music. So how does this album stack up in your mind with your previous work?
Well, it sort of leads on from there, because that there was a very positive reaction to that. And the tour that subsequently followed it, in fact that tour conveniently ended up, the last dates were in Scotland where we stay, which meant that it was just before Christmas, and toss of the coin, shall we just knock it on the head and just have an extended holiday, or shall we take a few days before the Christmas holidays and see what we got on our hands in terms of starting something new. And we're pleasantly surprised. There was a load of stuff, and we came from that album straight into this, knowing that about halfway through that it starts to take on its own direction, and it just always moves on.
Forces Radio.
BFBS.
Jim Kerr on Simple Minds.
Now I believe in forces. I need the truth, the reason why. Was so amazed, such a lucky child. And then something died. Like everybody, it hurt inside. Together, and it breaks like a storm.
Simple Minds' singles roster is full of iconic songs, massive hits, and powerful, timeless songwriting. But as we've started to draw our conversation to a close, I suggested to Jim Kerr that anything new that he writes and records is always going to be his favourite. I think he agreed.
Well, I'll tell you why this one appeals, because last week, well, particularly appeals. We want it to sound energetic and charged and youthful and vitality, and I think Magic, being the first track, encapsulates that. We certainly hope so, and we hope that the album encapsulates it.
Jim Kerr on Simple Minds.
Summer's gone, winter's in your eyes. I can feel the thunderstorms inside. Awake every morning and the cold winds cover me. If you could see the lights shining.
40 years of musical success have, at times, made Jim Kerr one of music's most recognisable faces. These days, despite touring the world and releasing albums, he enjoys continuing success and artistic satisfaction. But he can also, occasionally, walk the streets without being noticed. In fact, when he moved into a new flat in Glasgow, his new neighbours didn't even know who he was, until they were surprised to see their neighbour Jim on TV, performing alongside Taylor Swift and Jennifer Lopez at the Billboard Music Awards. A 40-year career in music, and Simple Minds have a bright future, an incredible back catalogue, and best of all, Simple Minds has left an indelible musical legacy behind.
Well, we feel very fortunate, because if you had asked us back then, it was much more innocent times. We were certainly much more innocent, and everything didn't seem so monetized and so positioned. And now you know, oh, so-and-so's made this and they sold that amount of tickets and blah, blah, blah. Then you just wanted to be great. Can we do something great? Can we try and be great? Can we do that? And here we are all these years later, still wrestling with that challenge. It's the same story, it's the same band, it's the same culture, it's the same values. But every album is its own chapter, we feel, within our story.
I put us back together at heart, baby.
Jim Kerr on Simple Minds is an original music special for Forces Radio BFBS. It was written, edited and produced by Andrew Wright and co-produced and presented by me, Hal Stewart. You can hear it again anytime online at forces.net/radio.
BFBS, original music specials on digital radio, FM and satellite TV in the UK.
Online and on air around the world.
This is Forces Radio.
Forces Radio.